At the Indira Gandhi Hospital in the heart of Kabul, Afghan children and other patients receive free medical care and free medication, courtesy of Dr. Sabyasachi Paul and the Indian government.
We are all friends, beyond any religion, any caste, any language. We should hold each other's hand.
India's efforts to help Afghanistan can be seen all over the country, from the construction of new roads that will connect Afghanistan with its neighbors Iran and Pakistan, to this electricity water dam. Indian music and Bollywood films have become part of the culture.
There was a period during the Soviet occupation and subsequently during Taliban rule when we were unable to contribute economically. But at the people's level and historically, Afghanistan is a neighbor, and a stable neighbor is always good for India.
The Indian government has spent more than $1 billion on infrastructure projects in Afghanistan since 2002. Four Indian consulates have been opened all across the country, and the Indian government has recently been awarded the contract to rebuild the Afghan parliament in this now open field. But India has suffered some major setbacks. Taliban fighters have killed at least 11 Indian contractors, and attackers blew up the Indian embassy in Kabul last July. 58 people died, including two Indian diplomats. Afghan and U.S. government officials say Pakistan's intelligence service was involved in the attack.
Afghanistan will remain a proxy war for both countries.
Foreign policy expert Harun Mir says India's increasing presence here is more about putting a stranglehold around its bitter rival Pakistan than helping the Afghan people.
If we take Afghanistan out of the context of confrontation between India and Pakistan, Afghanistan itself alone would not make any sense for India to invest the kind of money that they have invested since the fall of the Taliban regime in 2001.
Whatever India's true intentions are in Afghanistan, there is no doubt people are benefiting.
The doctors really help us. We bring the kids here and they get better after that.
An apparent hearts and minds campaign by the Indian government that is bringing relief to Afghans, but not making neighboring Pakistan very happy. Todd Bear, Al Jazeera, Kabul.